Okay, I'm here in the Holy Family Secondary School in Newbridge. We're marking Catholic Schools Week 2012 with a special broadcast of Religion Matters from the school. And I'm joined now by Megan, Michelle and Emma, who are all in fifth year. So they're kicking back a little bit. No leaving cert this year, so taking it easy, I reckon not. There's no teachers here at the moment, so we can kind of get away with saying that. So we're just going to chat a little bit about life in the Holy Family Secondary School. So Megan, maybe you, what's it like to be a student in the Holy Family Secondary School?
Well, I think it's a really welcoming school. It's quite diverse in the way that there's like students from many different countries and some of different faiths and different beliefs, but the majority of us are Catholic, but we still like manage to get on as like one big family, so it's really good.
Michelle, what about you? What's it like to be a student in the Holy Family Secondary School? Do you look forward to coming to school?
Yeah, I do, and I love coming in and seeing my friends, and all the teachers are very welcoming as well, so it makes it easier coming to school each day knowing that you're happy and knowing that you're going to have a good day.
What difference does faith make to daily life in the school? Do you notice it? Megan, I'll come back to you.
Well, you definitely notice the faith in the school. Like, when you're coming into the school, there's actually a monument of the Holy Family on the wall. And as you walk in the door, there's a picture of our founder, Pierre Bienvenu Noailles. And that's displayed, and his motto, Soli Deo Gloria, is on the left-hand side of the door as you walk in. There's also another picture of the Holy Family as well on the right-hand side as you walk in the door, and there's a holy water font as well for anyone that wants to use it. But also we have the oratory, which is just a little bit down the corridor as you walk in, and it's used quite a bit for classes just to come in and reflect on the week or the month. And also if a student is having a bit of a hard time, they can come in here and just kind of relax and pray and stuff, so it's really good.
So the symbols of your faith are very, very strong in the school, but yeah, also the, I suppose, the rituals that you take part in, they're strong as well. You mentioned Soli Deo Gloria. Do you know what that means?
Soli Deo Gloria means glory be to God, and we have a school song as well, and everyone in the school knows it, and we sing it at our school mass and assemblies and things like that. It's a big part of the school life.
Very good. So glory be to God. I'm very impressed that you all knew what that was. So what about you, Michelle? What difference do you think faith makes to daily life in the school? I mean, do you notice it? Do you like to get involved in the different events that take place?
Yeah, no, I do notice it, when especially with our assemblies now. It's completely changed. Now we also down, and it's like we're more involved in our assemblies, and we pick an element of faith and we'll discuss it and have a song on it, and we'll just like take time out of school just to like have a chance to have a breather.
So time out to reflect on your faith is an important part of your day here in school. So when you look at your faith, what elements of the faith do you feel strongly about? Social justice, creation, environment, respect for each other, any of those that you, or you know, any other element of faith that you feel particularly strongly about?
Respect is a big part of like our school life. We take part in, we actually have a respect week where we all kind of just take a chance to actually put more effort into respecting each other, because I think a big part of school life is like having respect for the other people around you. And we also do our positive recognition as well, where maybe we can see where the teachers respect us and maybe having better behaviour and stuff. So I think it's a really good part of the school life.
The positive recognition is a new element that was introduced in the school year 2012. So do you think that that's made a difference to the way people are relating to each other as well as to teachers?
Yeah, definitely, because now you get kind of, not really a reward, but at least recognition if you're doing things that are good for your school, whereas before it was just kind of looked over, if you know what I mean, but now it's recognised, so it's a lot better, yeah.
Okay, we're in the school, so there are sounds of the school all around us. There's a group of girls just heading down there outside, so our listeners will just have to bear with us and get used to the sounds of a very, very lively school here in the Holy Family in Newbridge. What is particularly special about a Catholic school? Is there anything particularly special about your school being a Catholic school? What do you think, Emma?
We get to take part in the John Paul II Awards as part of our school, and like because we're a Catholic school, and the John Paul II Awards, they encourage social awareness and involvement in your parish. And I don't actually live in the parish of Newbridge, I live in Monastrevin, so I did my parish involvement there. I was a reader during Lent last year, and also I took part in Jumping Jelly Beans, which is a fitness programme for children with special needs. And Megan told me that there's a new speech and drama class also at the moment.
So the John Paul II Awards, they're in the memory of Pope John Paul II, and I think they've been running for a couple of years now in the diocese, but they encourage you not, it's not just about doing something in your parish, it's about doing something in the community as well. So is that why you did the jumping jelly beans, is it?
Yes. Well, I was doing it already for a transition year, and I was doing it as part of the Gashka Awards as well, but I really enjoyed jumping jelly beans and I thought it was brilliant to get involved in Newbridge because I come to school here, so it is a big part of my life as well.
And Megan, you're taking part in the JP2 Awards as well. Tell me a little bit about how much of a commitment is that in your spare time as well as during school as well?
Well, I think it's kind of it's important to get involved in your community and also in your parish, but it's an hour for each part, an hour for your social activity and an hour for your parish involvement for the JP2 for 26 weeks. So it's 26 weeks and it'll be 2 hours out of your week. So I don't really think like it would be that much of a commitment. Like, I think it's good to get involved, and it's also a very important part. To like get involved. It's also another thing, like because we all did it together, we got to know each other more as well. So I think it's really good.
And are you involved in the Mehel group in the school as well? Are three of you? So what? Explain for people listening. Explain what the Mehel group does.
The Mehel group is basically a support group for first years. We try to help them out in settling in as much as we can. We put on activities for them, we have chats with them, we try to make them involved in school life and try to make them welcome into the Holy Family as much as we can.
Now, has going to the Holy Family school made a difference to your own involvement in your church life? I mean, you've mentioned that you, Emma, that you were a reader during Lent, but would it encourage you to stay involved in the various, in the elements, like, or would you join the youth group, or would you stay involved as a reader or in one of the other ministries?
Well, definitely, because you're always encouraged in this school to do something else other than just your schoolwork. And I think volunteering for in your community is a very big part of that. You need to give back to your community and, you know, let them know that you care about issues.
What about you, Michelle? Does going to a Catholic school like this, would that encourage you, doing the John Paul II Awards, encourage you to stay involved in the parish?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I did the choir for my local church in Milltown for the awards, and I loved going, and I went with my friend and we just met up Sunday morning and we'd gossip a bit and get all the latest news, and then we'd go in and we'd sing, and afterwards our choir teacher is a teacher in the school, so we knew her, and we used to get sweets after each mass, and it was nice to, it felt like we were being rewarded then, and it encouraged us to keep going. And we went Christmas morning as well, and it's nice to see that everyone appreciates it, because we get big applause after Christmas morning and everyone's happy that there's choir there. So,
what about you, Megan? Has going to the Holy Family made a difference to your own involvement in parish life rather than church life, I suppose?
Well, I think that when you're in the Holy Family, you're kind of, definitely as Emma said, you're encouraged to do not just schoolwork, but things around you in the community, just to get to know other people. Like, and we want to be like happy in the parish and stuff. I'm actually involved in the YCS in the Dominican College since I'm 4, so I've been there a good while now, and I think it's brilliant to just have, it's like another little family kind of, and you have more, like, you make loads of friends out of it and stuff. And also when, like, we go to Mass here with school, it kind of maybe encourages people a little bit more, just to, not just to kind of drift away from your faith, but just kind of stick to it more if you can.
Okay, if you think forward to when you're all grown up and maybe married with your own children, would you send them to a school like the Holy Family? Would you actively seek out a Catholic school to send your kids to?
I think that it's definitely important that if you're of the Catholic faith, I think Holy Family is actually a brilliant school, and so if you're looking for like a Christian school, I suppose a school like this will be brilliant for your children. So yeah.
What about you, Emma?
Yeah, I think the same as Megan, really, that it is a really good school, and like, you're encouraged to do a lot more than just your schoolwork, so it's good in that sense as well.
And you, Michelle?
I think it's a really good school, and it's kind of like you're not afraid to show your faith, and it's really nice to just be able to be open and, you know, go to Mass and have your school Masses, and I think it's really nice.
I should point out that there are no teachers here with us at the moment, so the girls are all, this is all coming from the heart and coming from what they believe in. That is our little interview over. It's been fantastic talking to you, Megan, to you, Emma, and to you, Michelle. And Megan, Michelle, Emma and Katie have also done little reflections, so we'll have those throughout the show, or indeed you've probably been listening to some of them throughout the show. So thanks, girls, for sharing so openly and honestly with me, and I wish you all the best with your Leaving Cert and with the JP2 Awards.
Thanks a million.